Begin the Gemara daf Masechtas Yevamim daf Tezayin. Begin the Gemara Alpha. Begin the Chesed Masta. Begin the Gemara Bnei Tzavos. Says regarding the son, the Tzavos and the Meir Lechem. Says Yisrael. Oh, for that I can testify. They were from the Kanam Gedolim, and therefore it's obvious as Tzavos says the Ksheir Amav LeBeis Shammai that from those types of unions they're going to be kosher according to Beis Shammai, which even though they're from the Yischiv Alavin of Yevamim Leshuk. That's what Tzavos is going to say. Lishmul Misafkele Beishir Abba. How could Shmuel have a doubt? In the Gemara later on, the Tzadik Beis Mabeis, if Kedushin Tavis and Bivam Lashok, if Kedushin is Tavis, we're going to give up Milashok or not. Wait a second. If on that side, on that option that he holds that Kedushin would be Tavis by the Yivam Lashok, which is what we're talking about over here with Bnei Tzadik, according to Beis Hamai, who holds that they're not supposed to go Yivam Lashok. In Cain, if that's the case, if Kedushin is Tavis, which is Shmuel's doubt. So Pshita, the Ksheira, obviously they're going to be Kasha. Why? Because the Miyad, Shekidsha, if you tell me Kedushin is Tavis, the moment that she goes Lashok, she gets married to someone, so she's an Ashes to Shapakul Zika, so obviously it removes the Zika of the Yavama, of the Yavam. Because I'm reading Mishamer's Yavam, like we said, we're going to Shemer's Yavam, Shekinah Shachaisa. If he goes against the sister, Shekinah Shem of Kin Hayim, that the Kedushin that he has to the sister, it precludes and excludes and removes the Zika as to the Yavama. So then what's the Chiddush of saying Animei Lecham? Of course, the Kedushin Tevis. Obviously, that Kedushin is not Tevis, because else what would be the Chiddush of a Rabbi Shua? So since there's something to say is no, delay dumb. You can't compare it to the halacha of Yishmer Zayim Shekidush Achaisa, because the Hashem over there in Shabbat Hakana Lasa Shad Zayim. You're right. There's nothing left to do even anymore. Shein Laham Masachayis. You can't kill the sister, and even if you divorce her, it's already Achaisishta. So you're right. So there's nothing to do. That would remove the zizika. Avu Yevama Shein Kashal Lashog. But if Yevama inappropriately goes and gets engaged to someone else, Avu Lasakan Adegated Efshal Sakan Adegated, and you actually could fix it by divorcing, that she should do yibam. Ah, so you could still fix it. But that does not remove the zika. And every Bishu had to say, oh, there's going to be kosher according to Beis Shammai. But you can't prove from over here the Kedushin not Tavis v'chilav, because even if it would be, he would still have to testify because it does not remove the zika. But then Bishu says that the pasuk that talks about the Issa b'Yavam l'shuk, mash b'samlik d'afil ha'davaya, that even if it would be Kedushin, because loisiya is the high Kedushin. That's Leisil Ezra. That's what it says in the terminology of Kedusha to tell you that even if she is engaged, still she's Mefibra because of Leisiyah. And therefore, even if Kedusha would be Typhus, which was like that option of Shmuel being Masupik, you'd still need to be sure to testify that they're going to be Kasher, and if you wouldn't be able to prove anything for Shmuel's question from over here. And when they left from three different entryways. Why? Either Shlayim Tzim Kulum Yachad, so that because that Yohannesson should not find them all together, because they're coming out of three different doors. Because if he did, he would cut them down with halachas. He would have to say halacha like him, because they were bezin. So therefore they wanted to be separate. He bests them. Or you know, I mean, to the contrary. Another pshat, you could say, yes, they went out of three different doorways, so that they should find him, and they should hear his response, and they should be able to respond back to him. And therefore they went, actually, because they wanted to find him, therefore they went out in three different doorways. One of the three teachings was of Chagai was that Amna Moyev, that the Maisu that they take, and the Shemitah is Maisu on. Pishbukhan, Rashi explains. What are we talking about? Yisrael Hadorn Beetz Amna Moyev, the Jews who live in the lands of Amna Moyev, Shekibish Moshe Mesicha, and that Moshe conquered from Sicha. Viniskachuk Dusha Arts and never sanctified the Kedusha Beetz Yisrael, but the Achshon Beetz is changed but like Kedusha. But now in the second Mesicha, there was no more Kedusha because they were not Mekadashit by Early Babel. So as they're saying, so they there's no halach of Shemitah. So therefore, when they take their produce, they're going to give of Maizu on. So it says, because of Ben Tam, difficult to Ben Tam, that he says, when it says there's three lands for getting rid of the halachas of the Aretz, of Eretz Yisrael, you have Yehuda, Ve'eva Hayad, Megalil, you have Judah, Transjordan, and the Galilee. Now, Ve'eva Hayad, he Eretz Yichnoig. Alma Shekitcha Ola Babel, obviously that those who oil bubble that Bezman said that you do have this kedusha of Eretz Yisrael in Sichin. So how are you saying that there was no kedusha from oil bubble in the land of Sichin, which was includes Amna Moyev? Because saying Amna Moyev, Rashi says, does not have a kedusha of Eretz Yisrael in the times of oil bubble. But Emir Ben Tam, he says, no, the Hasam Eretz Sichin Ba'eg, Shlohoysa Shalom Amna Moyev. That's talking about specifically lands of Sichin Ba'eg that they got, which was not what they had conquered from Amon Moab. Al Eretz Sichon Shekibish Amon Moab. But you're right, the land of Sichon, which he conquered of Amon Moab, that then the Yidden got from him, like Kitro the bubble. You're right, that was not sanctified by the bubble. Like it sounds like from Masugim. That's one approach. Another approach Rabbi Tam says, the Matzino, maybe you knew what you could say is, actually, that was never conquered by Sichem. Parts of it was, but parts of it was not even conquered by Sichem. That was not sanctified even by those who went up from Egypt, even the first time. The Medamalo Mitzrayim Abavol, that it compares it to Mitzrayim Abavol, which do not have Kedusha ever, was never sanctified. So obviously, Amon Amayev was never sanctified at all, which is like in the second approach of Ben Natan. But then Tesis Bahadur, he says, then why does the Gemara say that many cities were conquered by the Mitzrayim that were not conquered by the Bavel? And Kedusha Shein Ola Kitcha El Shaita, what do you mean? I thought you're talking about Amon Amayev, which was never sanctified. So Taisa explains, he says, this is what the Gemara is saying up here. Because the Master says, that many cities were sanctified by the Mitzrayim and not by the bubble. They left them so that the poor could rely on them. So what do you see from that? Not that that's the same thing that happened over here. We had the Alma, so you see from that, that they were concerned for the rectification of the paupers. Although these cities, whatever they were that they conquered the first time around, they left them the second time around. Even though the parts of Eretz Israel as we see from the first time around, Nimna Malikadish, they stopped from sanctifying them when they came up from bubble because they wanted it for the poor. So it's a kol shekem Amon Moav. For sure, Amon Moav Shlin Skad Shemoil, which was never sanctified even the first time around. Shadol Lasak and Maisa on the Mishvis, that it's appropriate to erect, to institute that they should take up the poor man's tithe in the Shemitah year, and that it's Veloy Maisa Shem, not the second man's tithe. Because Mesechus Dam Ike Mandama, because in Mesechus Dam, there is an opinion that holds Maisa Shem Mishvis. And that's what we're saying, no, it should not be Maeser Shem, it should be Maeser Ani. This way, you could also explain the Gemara in Chagiga that we give them enough. The Kaman Amir Abulazim, Reb Loza also says over there, the Amun Amayev, Maasin Maeser Ani Meshviz, they take up Maeser Ani in the Shemitah here. Farish, Nagmar, it's like, Ma'atam, what's the reason? Harbe, Krach, Mechulu, many cities, etc. And V'leboy L'meimer, they don't want to say the Amun Amayev, Huma Krach, Meshukav, Shavu, El Mitzrayim, that is from the cities that were conquered by the Oile Mitzrayim. And in other words, that even if you're going to say within the Gemara that what's the reason Amon Amayev that take up Maaser Ani, because many cities, it doesn't mean that Amon Amayev were from those cities that were conquered, like we said, because they actually were never conquered. Rather, the intent of the Gemara is to explain, why do you take Maaser Ani, not Maaser Sheni? So that's what I'm saying, again, the same idea, where they instituted Maaser Ani, where, because again, because like you see, even places where it had Kedusha, they leave it. So you explain that Gemara the same way you're saying it over here. And so instead of Tate, you should know this. Because the Belaza, Mesapik, the Pega Megillah, according to Rav Lozzi Gemara, has it down in the first bag of Megillah of Yon Menav, the bag of and the Zayin Menav. Each subject, does he hold Kedusha Shem Kitchel Loss? Does he hold that the first sanctuary is forever or not? And Rabbi Yeshua, so really he holds the Kedusha Loss Lava that it was the Kedusha for all times. The Gemara brings Megillah of Shavuos. And even though even so, he holds in Mesachzi Dime, Baman Mayev, Kreb Loza, that you take Meister Ani and Amon Mayev. So what Taisa says, what you see from here is the Amon Amayev, they weren't conquered even by Oil Mitzrayim. It was never sanctified, because if you say they were sanctified, it would just not Kitcha Oil Bubble. So Laza is in doubt to be the Shun Las Lavai. For sure, Bishuva holds Kitcha Las Lavai. How's it possible they hold Amon Amayev as Meister Ani Bishavis? But if you hold Kitcha Shun Kitcha Las Lavai, or even if you're in doubt, so they, you would have to have the Lachas of Shemitah year. Obviously, that even if you say the Kedushan was lost love, but that doesn't contradict the Amon Amayev that they might say Maisa only because they were never sanctified at all, even by the Mitzrayim. But Taisa is still bothered. The Gemara Chagiga that Taisa wrote before, that according to Belaza, they held Amon Amayev were from those cities because it says in the name of Belaza, Amon Amayev, Maisa only Meshavis. What's the reason? It says Habakrachim. Sounds like they're the words of Rebbe Belaza. So Taisa explains no. This the Gemara says, what's the reasoning? Living the Rebbe Belaza, who? Because if the Rebbe Belaza actually, who himself is he dying? But like Tzon Lazman, there it doesn't say this, what the Gemara says over there. El Hashas, which my fashion, just the Gemara was explained this. The Laman, the Malikid, according to the one that says we're not sanctified, he nich l'kaddish, af me'et sobe shabal anim. Well, like Kachi and Timid, if it's not a wonder, he goes, Alam anim ma'isa, anim alim ma'isa sheni, because it's from the same rationale. Now, Mahad the Shabbat Kacha v'chagiga, and this, the Gemara here in the Chagiga leaves, time of the Gemara, Reb Tarfin, the head himself is dying, Reb Tarfin is the one who says himself is dying. This idea that Mitzrayim, he says, why we take Maaser Ani in Amon Amayev? Because it says Mitzrayim chutzlots, Amon Amayev chutzlots. They're both chutzlots. Ma Mitzrayim shekreiva, just like Mitzrayim, which is close. Assume Maaser Ani, and you take Maaser Ani. Kedushas Mechaliyam name, so that the poor can rely on it. Avam Amayev b'chulu sub Amon Amayev. So why don't you say that's the reason? Why we're giving this whole, which we're saying is a kol shekein type of reasoning? When Reb Tarfon, who's the one which we were saying, like he already gives a reasoning in the time. So it's Taisim Shem the Nichle Lashas, because the Gemara prefers Meshkach is Taima, that you can find a reasoning that Av Eretz Yisrael, that even Eretz Yisrael and Nichle Lekadish, that they stopped from sanctifying the second time and Rambam Shabbat because of the poor. Koshkin, I'm in the Maim Shem, what's the Pesham? So the Gemara, right, prefers to say it's Omshad and not that Rabbi Tarfin gave. All the stains of the women's garments that come from Rekim are going to be tar, which is like the dam that comes from Akum. Now, although in Rekim there were also Jews, as the opening mission of the Gittin says, when you bring a get, also someone brings a get from Rekim Achager, which obviously there were Jews over there, and you bring get from over there, so why could you presume that the dam is not dam nida of Israelis? So it says, it's still kesama ma'boim rekam term. The stained garments that come from rekam term, because the lav Israel, because they're not from the Jewish women. Because Yisrael matzniim kesam, because Jews, they conceal their stained garments. But if you kachab na darim sham, if you kachab in kaburim, Yisrael mamum, and what the chiddush is that the Gentiles who live over there are bona fide Gentiles, and not Yisrael mamum, in contrast to other places where they were Yisrael mamum, and therefore they were not careful with regard to their stained garments, and there they were. Therefore, that's why we say that all the sins that come from rekam are going to be tar, even though that there were Jews over there.